I now call to order the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting for Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. Would you all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, please let the record show that all members are in attendance with the exception of Angelo Carvello, who's excused this evening. Sir?
The meeting's started.
During the meeting, we ask you to keep your conversations limited to the outside lobby so that we don't disrupt our speakers. Turn off any pagers, cell phones, tablets that you may have that will cause any noise. We ask that when we call the applicants up, you please use the microphone with the air conditioning on. It's sometimes difficult for people to hear. And we'll read the item into the record. You'll come forward, give us your name and address for the record. If you'd please spell your name for our secretary, as this is the minutes are posted and we are recording. Okay, let's see. County staff introductions. Where'd he go? There we go.
Reed Bernhardt with Clark County Conference Planning.
And I'm Paul Rosano with Commissioner Julius.
Thank you. Okay, during the meeting, we'll have a public comment meeting portion. I'm having a hard time tonight. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on the agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there anyone like to make a comment before we get started? All right, seeing none, we'll close it to the public. Can I get an approval of the minutes for February 27th, 2024?
Madam Chair, I move to approve the minutes as written for February 27th, 2024.
We have a motion on the floor to approve our minutes for February 27th, 2024. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of this evening's agenda for March 12th, 2024.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the agenda for March 12, 2024 with the following holds. Item number 5, WS-230920PF4090LLC. Also, that one is held indefinitely. And then item number 8 is held until May 18th. That is UC-230801RK Vegas Circle LLC.
We have a motion to the floor to approve this evening's agenda with two holds. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So if you are here about the public storage facility on Flamingo and Eastern, or the use permits for a place of worship, where is that at? It doesn't say. Vegas Plaza Drive and Black Canyon Avenue, those will be held and heard at another time. Okay, any informational items, Alvaro?
No.
Okay, we'll go right into planning and zoning. Item number 1, AR24400016, UC220688, Center for Spiritual Living. Use permit first application for review for a place of worship in conjunction with an office complex of a portion of 4.1 acres in a CP, commercial professional zone, generally located on the north side of Russell Road and the west side of Gateway Road within Paradise.
That's you, that's me.
I'm Reverend Laura Hallett for Center for Spiritual Living, Greater Las Vegas. My last name is H-A-L-L-E-T-T. Our address is 4080 East Russell Road, Las Vegas, 89120. We were given a year permit, permit with a year's review by the county last February. We then applied for our building permits. It took 4 months to get those, and it was 5 months of construction. So we started occupying our building on December 1st. I got the record of our attendance and so forth, if you want to see any of that, what events we've held and who has attended it. But we're here to have that cleared so that we can move forward with a complete special use permit.
Thank you. Is there anyone in the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if someone has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to preliminary staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank
Good
you
luck.
Very much.
Thank you. You go on to Planning Commission on April 2nd.
Yes. Thank you.
Item number two, AR244019, DR220582. Capstone Christian Academy Design Review, second application for review for an addition to an existing school on 2 acres in an RS20 residential single family 20 zone, generally located on the west side of Paradise Road and the south side of Serene Avenue within Paradise.
Good evening. My name is Craig Lucas, L-U-C-A-S, 9075 West Diablo Drive, Suite 300. So tonight I look forward to give you an update regarding the off-site improvements and also the installation of the flashers for this application. Currently, along the north side of Serene, all the conduits have been installed. The flasher base has been installed and the sidewalk's been poured back. The crossing across Serene has been completed. During the excavation of the west flasher, they encountered some existing conduit, so we're going to have to revise the footing for that flasher pole. The structural engineer is currently revising that. Once we have that, that will get submitted for approval. But in the meantime, all of the conduit along the south side of Serene is being installed. They're anticipating all of the work minus the west flasher to be complete in a couple weeks. And once we get the approval of the revised footing, that west flasher will be installed.
Okay. Is anyone in the public who'd like to speak on this item? See no one, I'll close the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comments, questions, or concerns, I make a motion to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions.
We have a motion on the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number three, TM24500010. County of Clark Aviation, a tentative map for a one-lot commercial subdivision on a portion of 12.7 acres in a PF public facility zone in the AE60, AE65, and AE70 overlay districts, generally located on the south side of Reno Avenue, 280 feet east of Haven Street within Paradise.
Good evening. My name is John Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z.
Yeah, we've let the last one get away with it.
Really?
Yeah.
I could hear him all the
time. We should hear some rules. My name is John Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-N-E-Z. I'm with Lock Site Engineers, 6345 South Jones Boulevard. And we're here representing the applicants. You're putting in this one-lot commercial development for the Quinn Letter Center. Basically, the only reason for the map is down here in this area we are expanding the size of this building, and this was a property line that we were removing.
So the map is basically to just remove one line so you can expand the building into that quarter.
Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
Madam Chair, if no one has any comment, I'll make a motion to approve, subject to staff, preliminary staff conditions.
The motion on the floor to approve this item subject to preliminary staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you. So I'll leave it on.
Yeah, just leave it on. Item number four, UC230867, Phelan Monique C. Use permit for architectural compatibility, waiver of development standards for the following. One, increased wall height, and two, reduced setbacks for an existing accessory structure in conjunction with a single-family residence on 0.2 acres in an R1 single-family residential zone, generally located on the north side of Ottawa Drive and the east side of Spencer Street within Fairbanks.
So we had a existing block wall that was 9 feet high. And what we did was we put a privacy fence topper directly in front of the existing wall. It's not touching the wall, and there's some separation, but the view from the street looks like we modified the wall itself, and so then we were sighted. And so you can see the separation between the existing block wall when we purchased the home, which was already at that height. And then the other side of it that we put in the report, this is a little embarrassing. We had a temporary protective order against our neighbor for harassment, and so we put that in our application and documented as such, because there's been some issues with some things being thrown over the wall. So it was more of a privacy screen.
Is that it? Is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public, open it to the board. So did you get an engineer or anything to on the wall to when you built it? So you had an existing wall, you just built another wall, or did you add on top of an existing wall?
What we did was we just took a couple wood slats from our handyman and put them into the ground. So it's actually in front of the wall. It's not a new wall. It's just some wood slats from that you buy from Home Depot. And he basically put them in the ground. So they're directly in front of the block wall.
So it's not block and block. It's
no.
Wood.
No, it's not a permit fixture.
No, we didn't make any modification. But you can't tell that from the street.
But according to this, it's not architecturally compatible. It's a wooden structure.
Correct.
So basically, it is a wall behind a wall.
Right. So
the wood fence is 9 feet tall.
Right.
And the block fence is 6 feet tall.
The existing wall, we have a picture, it's about 8.5
okay.
feet high. So it's about a half inch.
But that's been there
correct, when you bought the home.
When you bought the home, and then you went and added a 9 foot wood fence. Okay. Okay.
So then, if you do it, if we approve it, you have a year to complete it, but you'll need a building permit. And the inspection process is probably going to change the footing that you use to put those into the ground.
Yeah,
which means you'd have to take it down. And
yeah,
do it right.
We were hoping to go through whatever process in order to not have to take the wall down because it would be an ongoing issue with the neighbor. So that's why we asked for the waiver of the permit.
Okay, well, we can't waive permits. All we can do.
Do we have a better picture of the wall? If it's not a permanent structure and you're doing it, like, let's say you were putting a,
what they're called.
They're calling it a screen structure.
Yeah.
Screen.
Yeah, I couldn't really, unfortunately, we
couldn't see it. Excuse me, sir. Can you take your conversation outside?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank
but the
you.
Structure itself is not a permanent structure.
No.
So it's just, see, there's a gap in between the block wall and it's just.
Can we look at that up here?
Sure.
It's hard to see from.
So sorry. So that's the existing black wall.
Okay.
And then that's the structure, and then you can see the gap.
But you don't have a picture of the. Oh, this here, right here is. So it's just this little piece that you built. Across there. Okay. So it's this right here.
So how far up over the wall does it go?
It's just, that's it, sir. See, right there, it's just a little, just a pad above it. It was really just to block the.
So it's just like.
A portion, yes.
A few inches?
Yes. Basically. Unfortunately, we haven't finished throwing over the wall and signs put up. Because
so how is that going to prevent that from happening? We're only looking at
this is
the screen right here, right?
Yes.
Okay. How far up above that wall is it?
That's it. See that?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to see.
Okay.
I see what you're. Okay.
Just that top part, because they're X's, you know, on the block wall.
And is it, it's on your side of the property,
yes.
Not sitting on their wall that it
no.
would fall over the top.
No,
it's just on your.
Right, it's in front, on our side of the property.
Brady, I don't know if this is not you, but maybe you talk to somebody.
Okay.
It says that the. Staff cannot support the request because the increased height request has no mitigation. What would they mean? What would they want as mitigation?
Normally, we don't accept or recommend approval for fences that are adjacent to the residential forms that exceed what our standards are.
Mm-hmm.
Just in general, that's what our approach is. Mitigation would be something like it's a decorative fence or it's a decorative screen, not just wood or some other farm type of look that is better in a rural area, I guess. You know, it'd get it right, but that's kind of what.
Okay. So if they were in a rural state area, it'd be a little different than being in the middle of a single-family residential. Gotcha.
But they are in a historic neighborhood over the heritage park.
I can't really, I'm not allowed to say this, but he's been posting our address and our names online on YouTube. I can't say this.
Okay. So. I see the need for the fence. I think where you went wrong was having a handyman just put some posts in there and throw some, you know, if you hire a fence contractor and go about it the right way, because we can, while we can't give you a waiver for permits, if we had plans that show a properly designed screen that would be allowed higher than normal, then we could approve a waiver like that. So I think you need to go back and see what you can do in lieu of what you have now. Because even if we say, yeah, let's let her go to the higher fence and let's not worry about the setback, I don't know where the accessory structure came in. Do you have a storage unit back there too? Because it reduced the accessory structure setback to 5 feet.
So, no, fences that exceed the maximum height
mm-hmm.
need to be also meeting the setback for accessory structures. So if they had a 5-foot setback, they could go as high as an accessory structure will allow.
Oh. Fence. So he could only throw stuff over into the first 5 feet. Okay, so what I'm going to say is we're going to have to deny this the way it's written now, but my suggestion is you find a fence contractor who can come up with something with suitable waivers and so you can get a permit. Okay, now you are going on to Planning Commission, so they could override us, but that's, so I'm going to make a motion to follow staff's recommendation for denial. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So you go April 2nd to Planning Commission, and maybe you can get it through there. Otherwise, start fresh.
Thank you.
Item number 5 is held. So if you're here for item number 5, which is PF 4090, that's on hold. Item number 6 is WS 240026, Velasquez, Rodolfo, and Perez, Aureli's, Arona. I hope I got any of those right. Waivers of development standards for the following. 1, reduced setbacks and 2, exterior colors. Design reviews for the following. An attached addition and 2, an accessory structure in conjunction with a single family residence on 0.2 acres and an RS 5.2 single residential 5.2 zone generally located on the north side of Desmond Avenue, 120 feet west of Skyland Drive within Paradise.
I just came to help them with a translation.
Oh, so okay.
They got some struggle with the English, so.
No problem.
Yeah.
When after they give their name and address, if you can give yours too.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank you. We are Aurelis and both my husband. Our property is 3144 Desmond Avenue. So we need a translate because our English is not very good and we want you understand everything.
Okay.
Thank
so
you.
Go ahead and give us your
name
and address.
My name is Jessica Lynx. I just came to help them.
Yeah, and your address?
7264 Morrison Street,
okay.
Las Vegas, Nevada, and I-148.
All right, so tell us what they want to do.
So
he's going to tell us and you're going to translate.
Oh, okay. So these are your photo pictures of the
okay. How are you going to work?
Una adición al lado izquierdo del frente de la casa. Se ven los dos colores por el lado, no son de los materiales que no sirven.
Okay, he says that he, because he started a little business, construction business, so he had this little structure in here. And following the codes and everything, but the color doesn't match because they didn't found it, the exactly matching color in the roof. It's what about the color? The structure is this one here, this tiny thing in here.
Okay, so I'm going to guide you along here a little bit and go through the waivers that you're asking for. So the first one is reducing the interior side setback to 0 where 5 feet is required. So something is too close to the property line. Which part is it? Oh, it would be the add-on is right up against the fence, right? Yeah. So the part you just pointed out is right.
This
so,
one here.
Yeah, so you're asking, you're required to have 5 feet away from the property line and you're right on the property line. So that's what you're asking for.
Yeah.
Okay, and then it says reduce the rear you're only at 17 feet and you're supposed to be at 20. And then you've got an accessory shed in the back where it's up against the wall and it's supposed to be 5 feet off the wall. Do you have another shed back there? Is that plastic shed? It says pool.
So this one in here? It's a plastic shed.
Okay. Is it 5 feet off the back wall? So or is it sitting
on the wall?
On the wall. That's the
problem. No, it's not sitting on the wall. It's at this side. Back here is the pool filtration system and all that stuff.
And what's in the back of it? Is there any space between the back of it and the wall?
The filtration system, yes.
When you talk about the brick wall and the shed, is there 5 feet between the wall mm-hmm. and the shed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Back here, at that 90 degrees angle, there is a filtration system for the pool.
Okay. And then the last one is the accessory. The shed is not... compatible color? Is it painted?
Yeah, this is a previous picture. This one in here. Well, so this one, you see the difference?
No, we're talking about the shed. The shed is not the same color.
Yeah, because he doesn't finish because...
the shed that we just talked about, that's not five, that... You don't want it where the pool equipment is. What color is that shed? That plastic shed.
The plastic is like a gray.
Okay, so it's a gray plastic shed. So that's one of the issues is that it doesn't architecturally match the house.
But
okay.
But I'm confused because it's not visible from the street.
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Code's a code.
A code's a code.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Okay.
Whether you can sit on the street or not.
Just trying to understand.
Okay.
You've got to build it to code.
And then, so the basic design review is that what you've done doesn't match with the building. Okay. So is there anything else you want to tell us before we...
In here, we got a letter signed for his closest neighborhoods around his property. They all agree they have no restrictions or they don't feel offended or whatever
mm-hmm.
For whatever he's trying to do in his property.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with the shed because I'll shed an age away. I mean, to me, unless the height is out of the
Hold head. On, we're not.
I thought he was done. He was looking, I'm
seeing haven't. We just haven't talked to the public left. I was just reading what his application
okay,
was
go.
For him. Sorry. Okay, so anything else other than that?
No.
All right.
We got some few more documents. If you want to ask him for something else, it's...
We'll ask some questions. And is there anyone from the public who'd like to speak on this item? Come forward, sir. If you can take the microphone and give us your name and address for the record.
My name's Lee Foster, and I live at 3149 Esmond Avenue, right across the street from their house.
Okay.
The work that's been done, I mean, as far as the roof colors changing, it actually looks good because each section is a different color, you know. And you know, it's like I have no problem with what they've done. It's only improvements on the front side, and like you said, the little old shed in the back, I can't see. So I just wanted to sort of come in and support him, even though I didn't know that there was a kind of signature thing to sign.
Okay.
Okay.
Appreciate that. Thank you for coming.
Yes, sir.
And we got one more over here. This lady. If you can give us your name and address, please.
Yes, my name is Maria Farmer, last name F-A-R-M-E-R. I'm his neighbor on the other side, where the shed is, where the attachment is not attached. I have no issue with it. I get it really as a submission form as well, but I just heard the improvements he's made to the house. It looks great. So I'm just going to address it.
Very good. Thank you.
Excuse me, somebody forget their car keys.
Uh-oh. Well, well, they'll be back.
For everyone. They ain't going to get parked.
Okay. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak? See, no one. I'll close it to the public. Open it to the board. Go ahead.
I jumped the gun. I got no problem with the structure in the back, unless there's an HOA that says, you know, it's against their. What I do have a problem with is the addition in the front. And I know your neighbors have said that they don't have a problem. The balance, when you're talking about the buffer between the two homes, there's a reason for that, between the wall and stuff. So that is my only concern, is how you've intruded in that space. So, I mean, I do have a problem with that. Were all the permits pulled for that? Everything's done and up there? Okay. So when they did that, how did they get it without permits for the waiver of to build that with the 5 feet? How did you? I'm confused on that.
Because he failed to do the
construction. He said that it's a code. Who, I don't know, it's a 0 feet code or something like that. He's looking for information first before he start building the structure.
Well, it says under when you got a violation, you constructed it too close to the west property line, and if going forward, if you go forward, you have to go get a building permit and do all the inspections. It doesn't show that that was ever done. Yeah. So do you have a copy of the permit?
They say that they are working with the city about the permits and all.
Okay,
that.
So they
didn't have when he built it. That's the problem I'm having, is when we build structures, we have permits for a reason. So you wouldn't be in front of us if they would have said, okay, we're going to waiver, would you come in front of us, we give you the waiver, then you go build it. I can't support something that just because now they gave you a citation, that is to me, I can't support something like that, because you're in violation, you didn't do the proper steps. So that's where I find the problem. Anybody else?
Yeah.
No. And though it's not part of what we approve, the fact that they've admitted they're building it to run a business out of, which this is not zoned to run a construction business out of.
It's just storage. Yeah, it's right. In a storage.
And then that's a business license thing too. If they get a permit to run it out of their home, that's a different whole department.
That's what I said. It's not part of what we approve.
Right.
But, you know, it's a concern of, you know, you're going into the construction business and you're not even following the rules of construction.
Okay.
if you look at the neighborhood, those homes were built to cover most of the property. They got approval to build those homes with a minimum amount of space around the property. Mm-hmm. Now you've come in, and there's safety issues for that, like fire. How in the world is the fire department going to get back there to deal with that property if it should catch fire? Okay? So then he builds the addition atop the wall.
It's right next to it.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's right next to it. So there's no room there. Okay. He looks the stuff up on the internet or wherever he got the information and goes ahead and builds. That's not the way it's done. I don't have a problem with the little shed, because properties like that, you build the shed and it's going to be right in your living room, the way those homes are built.
Yeah.
Even the slightly larger properties. You put a shed 5 foot out from the wall, it might be in the pool. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't do it. And I've suggested the county for a long time to look at sizes of property and just how much room they have. But a little shed, that's not a problem. But he built an addition to that. And then, on top of that, put in a restroom.
Yeah.
Do you get a permit for that extra access to sewer? There's a lot of things that goes into it, and that's more cost. on top of the fact that he did it, and they can assess penalties. So I have to agree with, I have no problem with the shed, but I do have the same problem the county has with the safety issue, not only for him and how that's built, but for the neighbor as well, even though the neighbor doesn't seem to realize it.
Understood.
Yeah. Okay. So I can't support it.
I support the staff recommendation of the approval of the design two and then denial of one, which is basically saying we don't care about your level shed, but the addition needs to be looked at.
And just ongoing, he needs to get permits. So yeah. He'll be right back in here again.
Contractor's license.
Understood, yeah.
That'd be a good start if you're going to go into business. Okay, you want to make that motion?
Madam Chair, if no one else has any comments, questions, or concerns, I make a motion to approve waiver of development standards number two and design review number two with the denial of waiver development standards number one and design review number one.
Your motion on the floor to approve waiver of development standards two and design review two and denial of waiver development standards one and design review one. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. So you go to the Planning Commission on April the 2nd.
The 2nd. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 7, WS240040. Church Roman Catholic Las Vegas. It's so weird. Waivers of development standards for the following: one, increased decorative fence and wall height; two, street landscaping; three, reduced access gate setback; four, finish grade; and five, buffering and screening standards. Design reviews for the following: one, modular classroom building; and two, site improvements and modifications in conjunction with an existing place of worship and school on 13.1 acres in an RS5.2 residential single family 5.2 zone, generally located on the east side of Eastern Avenue and the south side of Flamingo Road within Paradise.
Good evening, Madam Chair, town board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant, the Archdiocese of Las Vegas, and more specifically the St. Catholic, or St. Vitus Catholic community. So you can see that the site is highlighted here in yellow, located on the southeast corner of Flamingo and Eastern. Essentially, there's two parts to this campus. On the northern 9 acres or so is the actual.
Yes. Tony, can I interrupt this minute? Alvaro, someone came into your lobby you might want to check. Thank you. I'm sorry, Tony.
That's okay. The northern 9 acres of the campus consists primarily of the church, the house of worship, the rectory where the clergy live, and then a parish center with the balance of it being a parking lot. The southern 4 acres or so is the school, St. Vitus School, that consists of grades pre-K through 8th grade. This site has been the church and school since the early 1960s and has continued to develop throughout the decades. At one time, this was basically two lane roads, desert roads at this corner, and as the city has grown and this has become more urbanized, it is now more imperative for the school to provide additional safety measures for not only the clergy that live on site, but also the hundreds of students that go there, the teachers, the staff as well. So this application consists of some security measures that they would like to implement at the site. In particular, it is security fencing and access, vehicular access gates. And then a next component of it is to add an additional modular building to the site as school enrollment has continually increased. So right now, this is the conditions of the site. I'm just going to kind of go through from Rochelle, Eastern, and Flamingo to get an idea of what exists now and what we'd like to do. This picture is taken from Eastern Avenue. You can see right now there's an 8-foot tall chain link fence there. This is a view of where the playground area is. This continues around the corner. This is now Eastern Avenue. This is the backside of the junior high area. Again, you can see the 8-foot chain link fence there. Continuing down Eastern Road towards Flamingo. This right here is the southernmost driveway access to the school. And then right here you can see the parish center and then the house of worship of the church. There is a second driveway. This is the northernmost driveway on Eastern. This right here is at the approaching the corner of Flamingo and Eastern. This is the hard corner. And then wrapping around, this is heading east down Flamingo. Again, the church, this is the rectory. And then finally, this is the third entrance and the only entrance off of Flamingo here. So I'm going to focus this kind of on two different parts of the application, as I mentioned, first being the security fencing access, and then the second part would be the modular. Sent it to me in two different sheets, so I've tried to put them together. Color-coded it because we have basically our fence is going to be a combination of decorative block wall as well as wrought iron fence. It'll be 8 feet in height both. So again, working through the same pattern, Rochelle, Eastern Flamingo. Here is Rochelle. We are proposing to replace that chain link fence with an 8-foot tall decorative block wall. Again, that's important. This is a playground area, so we would not like people from the right of way to be able to view into the playground area. As you notice on the first picture here, there is a massive slope that exists on the site right here. This wall right here is well over 13 feet, the residential to the east of us. We are going to match that wall height. We're actually going to move our fence down to our property line where the slope is, fill it in to extend the playground area in this area. So the fence height actually right here will be about 13 feet.
You can't see it because the paper fell over.
So the fence right here will be about 13 feet at its highest point. It'll be 8-foot retaining wall with a 5-foot tall screen wall. It'll slowly get to about 8 feet as you approach the corner of Eastern and Flamingo. But right here, as you may know, there's a steep drop from Eastern heading east down Rochelle there. So this will be the wall right here. It'll continue down Eastern to right where the office and the school begin. At this point, the yellow represents the where it'll transition from the 8-foot decorative block wall to an 8-foot wrought iron fence to about 2 feet of block on the bottom with a 6-foot tall fence above it. This green right here represents the driveway into the school site. This will be set back, I believe, 32 feet. This is where the green is where we're proposing access gates, vehicular access gates. These gates will be open during school hours and church hours, but closed otherwise. Again, continuing north along the site, wrought iron fence along the parking lot here. Here is the second driveway entrance off of Eastern. This is the main artery driveway into the church facility as well as the school. These access gates will be about 49 feet setback, again similar hours of operation as the church services and the school. Continuing north, you'll have again the wrought iron fence, and right here is just some existing signage that on the site. Again, wrapping around going to Flamingo, wrought iron fence right here in orange. This will be proposing to be the 8-foot decorative block wall. Reason being, this right here is where the rectory is. There's a bus stop right here to help protect basically the residents of the clergy there. It'll then pick up with the iron fence, and right here is the driveway into the site as well off Flamingo. This will be set back 63 feet. There will be an emergency access gate only located right here to prevent vehicular traffic entering there, but these gates will be closed We did work with Public Works on all the access points and the gate locations, and as you can see, Public Works has no issues with the placement of it and is recommending approval of that aspect of it. The next component of Bowdoin, we do have elevations of see right here, this is what the typical elevation of the wrought iron fence will be, as I mentioned, 2 feet a block below it, 6 feet fence on top of that for a total of 8 feet. Right here is the decorative block wall. This is the portion right here where it'll be about 13 feet on Rochelle. Otherwise, it is predominantly an 8 foot tall decorative block wall. The next component of this is the modular building. Back up. So the modular building will be on the school portion of the site. There are two existing modular buildings on the east portion, on the east property line, proposing to put a third modular building to accommodate additional classrooms as enrollment continues to uptick. It'll be the same style, height, configuration, materials as the two existing modular buildings on site. Really the crux, I guess, of the staff report on why they ultimately recommend denial is based on landscaping that is not provided along the east property line right here. That really has no bearing on any of the proposed improvements along Rochelle, Eastern, and Flamingo, so I'm not sure why staff couldn't bifurcate those issues and recommend approval on that since they didn't have any objection to that, the fencing and drive outs. Really, their only objection is with respect to landscaping back here. As we mentioned, the site's already improved. There is no really water sources back there. Additionally, there is power line easements that run all the way back through there. You can see right here, the power lines right here. There is large, mature landscaping and trees on the other side of the wall to the east here. See, we have also put our own fence on the property to keep children away from this easement area, the power lines, and the neighboring wall there. We do have a prayer garden as well for the children to work in, and so really that is at the one waiver that we're asking for that ultimately staff can't support. We can agree with all the if approved conditions and appreciate the consideration of this matter and happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak on this item? If you can get just your name and address for the record.
Sure.
Thank you.
Christine Anthony. I'm at 1458 Cayuga Parkway, Las Vegas, 89169. I just have a question. What is a decorative wall? What makes it decorative?
Go ahead, Tony.
Basically, it's a split face wall that will have some kind of wavy elements to it versus just your standard gray wall. So, like a look.
Is it going to be a color?
Let me get it. I have a black and white elevation, so let me see if I can find one.
While he does that, is there anyone else who would like to speak? Okay. Grab that picture, yeah. And we'll let her take a look and ask any other questions you might have. We know what you're talking about, but it's hard to describe.
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty.
Oh, there we go. Maybe we can put it on the screen.
It's a pretty fence. That's what it is.
There we go.
Just a standard block.
Got a little bit of.
Got a little
more.
Yeah.
Orange gray, I guess. That's
a little sparkle.
Yeah. Thank you.
Any other questions, ma'am? Ma'am, do you have any other questions?
I do not.
Anybody else?
Do you have a question?
Okay. Seeing no one else, I'll close it to the public, open it to the board.
So we'll go back to 2011 here in a minute.
Okay.
And we had a discussion about landscaping before, and we've been down this road.
Uh-huh.
I don't have a problem with the block wall there that we were just discussing. It's going to be basically the same height as what's there now, between that slope part and then the fence.
That's correct.
So pretty much the same, but certainly going to look a lot better than what's there now. When you take that fencing and go down eastern to Flamingo, you kind of showed the 2 foot and then some columns. Is that how it's going to look all the way down through?
So this just again working from the corner of Rochelle heading north on Eastern. Uh-huh. The orange will signify it'll be the decorative block wall up until right before the southernmost driveway there. Uh-huh. At this point, the yellow represents then the wrought iron fence. So then from this point on Eastern, predominantly to the corner of Flamingo, will be the wrought iron fence.
Just wrought iron, not a two foot base or what?
It will have a 2 foot base.
Okay.
Yes. So right here is a better elevation of it. You can see right here about a 2 foot base block columns every however far apart, and then the fencing in between for a total of 8 feet. Right?
Now, they haven't really been very successful in their landscaping over the years. Okay, the first time was that the transients did it when I was sitting across the street watching them tear it out. So what is going to be behind that fence? Because if you look at some of the other churches around town, like St. Anne's is an example, okay, you have the wrought iron. Is it going to look like the wrought iron they currently have in front of the rectory?
Or the landscaping there?
No.
Yeah.
The wrought iron fencing there. Is it going to look like that all the way around, or is it going to be pretty straight up and down? Because they have the wrought iron that curves out.
Shepherd's hook.
We are not having any shepherd's hook on our wrought iron, on the new wrought iron fencing.
Are you with the church, sir?
No, I've been going to the church since 1962, and the reason that curves is because they were attacked.
I understand.
They went over the fence when it was straight,
right,
and they okayed it to put that curve
right
in.
I just wondered if it's going to look like that all the way around.
No, what it's going to, this is what it's going to, this is what the wrought iron
pretty much straight up
like.
That. Okay.
Do you want the curve so that?
No, I just wanted to know what they're going to do. I would hate to see it look like prison.
But just to be in front of the rectory though, will be the solid block wall though.
Now, if you look at like St. Anne's, they did landscaping behind the wrought iron.
Right.
And other churches have done a fairly decent job of landscaping, whether the church is facing the street or like St. Vitus, the back is facing the community. Okay, so what is the landscaping going to be like? Because the history has not been good.
77 new trees somewhere.
Right, so I think we're required to have 70, or maybe the numbers mixed up. I think we're going to have a total of 83 trees there. I think we're required to have 75. But we, in order to comply with the landscaping requirements, we're adding the 77 or 75 additional trees. We will ultimately have more trees than were required by a handful. Here is our landscape plan that we have.
So it's going to look kind of like what you've got laid out there.
Correct.
So it's like a tree and so many bushes every 30 feet or something like that.
And as you notice, one of our waivers actually to have, because of the just existing conditions of the site and having been around since the late 50s, early 60s, some of the landscaping, as noted in the staff report, will actually be behind the wrought iron fence.
Right.
It'd still be visible to your eyes.
I would recommend it be behind the
wrought iron. Yes, that's the problem.
Okay, so then you come around the corner, and I know where that bus stop is.
Right.
That has always been a problem.
Right here.
And when they were in here in 2011, I suggested, don't put anything there, just put the rock there. That, you know, and at least they didn't have to deal with that. So that's going to be block wall.
Correct.
Okay. Should take care of that. Yeah, I don't have a problem if they do that, but in order to get the plants to live, I think they're going to need a water source.
I'm sorry?
A water source.
I think over in this area.
Yeah, all the way into that area, into the corner and stuff, because I think that's part of the reason the landscape never did much.
Could be. I would venture to say this is less problematic to get irrigation and watering here as opposed to where we actually are asking for the landscape waiver, which is that east property line in the back that's already been accrued in.
Yeah, the
I'm sure the fence,
the parking lot, and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
it is what it is.
Right.
And I noticed that the residential properties on that other side, they've got some of their own landscaping in there to mitigate some of that. But it would be nice if they do the landscaping properly this time, you know, because what happens, what I've watched over the years, is it dies and it gets removed and then nothing gets replaced.
Because the landscape tubes are ripped out of the ground for drinking water and bathing, so.
Yeah. Well, they have a wrought iron.
There's a wrought iron fence now.
I have a quick question. One of the things that you were saying about the module building, can we go back to that? Because staff is saying that the rear build, where it's sitting, the adjacent family residents are going to see it. And I have a problem sometimes. Because you said the only thing they had is landscaping, so I was kind of confused about their comment. They're recommending the nylon.
I don't know if they were ever been out to the site, because I don't see how you could see it from there. There's two existing modular buildings. Right here will be the third one, which will be basically dropped in between the two existing ones. There's a 5-foot screen wall that exists in the back, along with the mature landscaping that you can see some of the. This is in front. Basically, here's kind of view corridor. You can see the two. This is a module. There'd be actually right here. This right here is a shade structure, but you can see right here. This is the screen fence to keep children out of the easement area, the existing block wall, and the mature landscaping that exists.
So you have a dropping area between them.
Yeah, and it's, I think it's only 13 feet high, if I recall correctly.
Is the house behind at the same level, or is it lower?
We are higher.
Okay.
We are higher in elevation by, I think, 5 feet.
No, like
5 feet.
10 feet.
10 feet. Yeah.
Okay.
We are higher in elevation.
So they'd have to climb their fence.
They would have to climb their fence, climb their trees, and then, yes.
And go like, I think that is your best picture,
yeah.
Because I was thinking
right. There
was, but you've created a little alley there in the easement. You've got a garden behind there. Nobody can see through the neighbor's trees. So I don't see why that's an issue at all.
That's why I was asking.
Yeah.
I
managed the property across the street for work. Unfortunately, there's going to be a 7-Eleven there. It probably won't help them. But
we'll see.
It's very difficult to keep your landscape alive. It's very difficult. I pay 24/7 security just to keep them off the property. So. It's not because church isn't trying. You just got a lot of people that go in there and rip up your irrigation lines.
So to help with that, the diocese and all their schools and campuses do have security, armed security patrolling the site. So that certainly will
be an
additional mitigation effort.
Yep. I've seen their trucks.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's necessary on that corner.
Yeah.
So,
I just hope that they do the landscape, and then they maintain.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Well, if there's nothing else, I'm going to make a motion to approve this item in its entirety. All in favor?
Aye.
Is it subject to the if approved step thing or no?
Yeah, if approved.
Okay.
For the if approved staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good luck.
You always have to come.
This long. Okay, item number 8 was held until our May 14th meeting. General business. There you are. Anything? Nothing? Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Is there anyone like to make any comments this evening? Seeing no one, I'll close to the public. Our next meeting is March 26, 2024. May I have a motion to adjourn? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.